You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Donald Trump won the first six primary elections called by U.S. networks as results came in from the 15 Super Tuesday states in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. The former president, who is bidding for a sensational comeback after being unseated by Democrat Joe Biden in 2020, could claim a clean sweep of states Tuesday on the way to the Republican Party nomination. Alabama, Maine, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Virginia were all called for Trump, who expressed his thanks on his Truth Social site as counts continued in the other Super Tuesday states across the country. His long-shot challenger, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, has failed to provide a significant obstacle in Trump's path to the nomination, but has so far refused to drop out of the race. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Howrah Maidan Esplanade section of Kolkata Metro's East-West Corridor on Wednesday, heralding India's first venture into underwater metro services, which is deemed as a marvel of engineering prowess. The Howrah Maidan Esplanade section, a groundbreaking addition to the metropolis's transportation network and touted to be the first transportation tunnel under any mighty river in India, will have the deepest metro station in the country, the Howrah Metro Station. Nestled under the River Hooghly, which separates the twin cities of Kolkata and Howrah on its east and west banks respectively, this feat stands as a testament to engineering ingenuity. Kolkata Metro touched a milestone in April 2023 as its rakes completed a trial journey under the bed of Hooghly through a tunnel 32 meters below the water level for the first time in India. According to researchers, the idea of having an underwater transportation system on the lines of London was first mooted by the British in 1921. Metown, Facebook and Instagram were back up on Tuesday after a more than two-hour outage that was caused by a technical issue and impacted hundreds of thousands of users globally. The disruption started at around 1500 GMT, with many users saying on rival social media platform X they had been booted out of Facebook and Instagram and were unable to log in. The White House National Security Council was monitoring the incident and not aware of any specific malicious cyber activity at this time, a spokesperson said. At the peak of the outage, there were more than 550,000 reports of disruptions for Facebook and about 92,000 for Instagram, according to outage tracking website downdetector.com. Meta, whose shares were down 1.2% in afternoon trading, did not immediately respond to a request seeking more details on the technical problem. India left-arm spinner Shehbaz Nadeem announced his retirement from all formats of cricket in India to focus on participation in T20 leagues all around the world. Jharkhand spinner Nadeem bagged 542 wickets in first-class cricket, including 8 in 2 test matches for India. He made his test debut for India in 2019 in Ranchi against South Africa and had to wait for 2 more years to make his second and last appearance in a test for India. The 34-year-old revealed that he had been thinking about his retirement for a long time as he feels that he won't get a chance to feature in the Indian team again. Makers of the highly anticipated sports drama, Maidan, starring Ajay Devgan, are all set to unveil the official trailer. Taking to Instagram, Ajay Devgan treated fans with a new poster along with the trailer release date. In the poster, Ajay can be seen in a grey suit while hugging his football team amidst an emotional moment. They were surrounded by a huge crowd holding Indian flags and cheering for them. As soon as the poster was released, fans and industry members chimed in the comments section.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.